1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: ERB maintains that petrol price reduces diesel, Jet A1 and kerosene. Tonse Pamozi Alliance clarifies that presidential campaign team list not final. And in international news, Nigerian retired general abducted with his wife in the northwest.
Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board has maintained the pump price of petrol at 27 kwacha 15 ngwe per litre, while reducing the prices of diesel, kerosene and Jet A1 for the month of June, effective midnight. Diesel has been reduced to 32 kwacha 11 ngwe per litre from 33 kwacha 99 ngwe. Kerosene to 33 kwacha 91 ngwe from 35 kwacha 5 ngwe. And Jet A1 to 36 kwacha 68 ngwe from 37 kwacha 98 ngwe respectively. In a statement, ERB board chairperson James Banda said during the period under review, international oil prices recorded mixed movements influenced by continued geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. He said petrol prices continued to rise while diesel, kerosene and Jet A1 recorded declines. Mr. Banda has further noted that the kwacha strengthened slightly against the United States dollar, appreciating from 18 kwacha 97 ngwe to 18 kwacha 56 ngwe. He said the combined movement in international oil prices and the exchange rate formed the basis for the June fuel price adjustments. The office of the president of the Tonse Pamozi Alliance has clarified that the recently released presidential campaign team list is provisional and not final, adding that more names will be included. In a statement, presidential spokesperson and legal advisor George Chisanga said the alliance had received numerous media and public inquiries after the list was circulated. Mr. Chisanga said the reaction demonstrates the level of interest and confidence Zambians have in the alliance ahead of the August general election. He has stressed that the circulated list was always intended to be provisional and that the final composition of the campaign team will only be determined after all alliance partners submit their nominations through their respective secretaries general. Mr. Chisanga has further disclosed that alliance presidential candidate Brian Mondovile and his running mate discussed the matter before the list was released and agreed that it would be presented as a provisional document. The Anti-Corruption Commission in Livingstone has arrested and charged a police officer based at Livingstone Central Police Station for allegedly obtaining money by false pretenses and theft involving 7,200 kwacha. In a statement, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilofia Chisanga, identified the suspect as Imango Lua Chibunda, 30, who has been charged with one count of obtaining money by false pretenses and one count of theft contrary to the laws of Zambia. Ms. Chisanga said in the first count, Mr. Chibunda is alleged to have obtained 700 kwacha from Nyemba Nyemba between January and March 2024 by falsely claiming that the money would be remitted as rent payments to a house owner in Maramba Township. She said in the second count, Mr. Chivunda is accused of stealing 6,500 kwacha from Mr. Nyemba after allegedly securing an 8,000 kwacha loan on his behalf through an online credit facility without fully disclosing the amount obtained. Ms. Chisanga said it is alleged that Mr. Chivunda subsequently transferred 6,500 kwacha from the loan proceeds to his mobile money account. She said the suspect has since been released on bond and is expected to appear in court soon. Police in Mongu have launched investigations into the murder of a 62-year-old woman whose body was discovered in an unfinished house in Boyuana Stage 3 compound. In a statement, Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga identified the deceased as Mwilakalenga of Chizimo Village in Chief Masilokwa's area of Kalabo District. Ms. Hamonga said the woman had attended a traditional initiation ceremony on the evening of May 30 before leaving for an unknown destination. He said her body was discovered in the early hours of today with multiple injuries and that police officers who visited the scene observed bruises on the body and signs of a violent attack. Ms. Hamonga said preliminary investigations suggest the suspects may have attempted to sexually assault the victim before killing her. He said the body has since been taken to Lewanika General Hospital mortuary for a post-mortem examination.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Unionized workers at Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company have expressed concern over low water tariff rates, noting that the tariffs have remained unchanged since 2019. Speaking to Hot FM News, Zambia Water and Sanitation Engineering and Allied Workers Union Acting Chairperson Kedrick Zimba said the low tariff rates have negatively affected the utility company's operations. Mr. Zimba has explained that the cost of supplying water has risen significantly over the years, while tariff rates have remained static. He has since appealed to the government and relevant authorities to consider adjusting water tariffs to cost-reflective levels to enable the company to sustain its operations and improve service delivery.
The water tariffs were last adjusted or increased in the year 2019. And since then, the tariff has remained the same, and this has affected the operations. Because if the tariffs are not adjusted, it means that people will not have enough money to provide the service or to provide water, you know, for 24 hours. Also, if the tariffs remain the same, it means that we can't do the network extension, you know. And also, if the tariffs are not adjusted, the quality of water also will be compromised because the cost of doing business has gone up.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
International news. A retired senior Nigerian military officer and his wife have been kidnapped by armed men in northwest Nigeria, the army has confirmed. Major General Rabe Abubakar, who had a high-profile job as military spokesman between 2015 and 2017, was abducted from his car on Saturday while traveling in Katsina State. Military spokesman General Michael Onoja told the BBC that efforts are now underway to rescue the couple and track down their captors. The BBC has more on other global stories. The Israeli military says it's expanding ground operations against Hezbollah militants in southern Lebanon beyond the Litani River, which lies about 30 kilometers north of the border. They've repeated their call for everyone south of the Zahrani River to leave a further 10 kilometers into Lebanese territory. The warning comes after Israel confirmed it had taken Beaufort Castle, a medieval crusader stronghold. The U.S. military says it's carried out another deadly strike on a suspected drug trafficking boat in the eastern Pacific, killing three men as part of an expanding campaign. The attack follows a series of similar strikes over recent weeks, targeting vessels along major smuggling